Okay, Ash, want to play a game?
I would love to.
So BuzzFeed released a game that is Finish the Lyric.
Oh, God, I'm so bad at lyrics,
You got this. You got this. Okay, ready? This is the first one.
Okay.
Sin City's cold and empty. No one's around to
touch me.
That's not even one of the options.
No one's around to.
Do you want me to give you like multiple choice?
Yeah.
Love me, judge me, hug me, dump me.
Say it again.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Sin City's cold and empty. No one's around to hug me.
No.
Judge me.
Yeah.
I was like, would the Weeknd ask for a hug?
Okay, ready? White shirt, now red.
White shirt, now red. I don't know.
Okay, options are Why No One Knows, That's How It Goes, My Heart It Knows, My Bloody Nose.
My Bloody Nose.
Ding, ding, ding.
That makes sense, though.
Okay. Oh, this one's so easy. Well, I'm in grade till they gotta
be great.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Okay. Oh, okay. This is Shawn Mendes. Land in Miami. The air was hot. From Summer Rain. From Your Pretty Face. From Under the Sun. With Sun and Rain. Your face right now.
D, all the above.
Nope, from Summer Rain.
From Summer Rain.
I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna
ride till I can't no more.
Nailed it.
Okay.
Tastes like strawberries
on a summer evening.
Evening.
This becomes a karaoke segment.
I'm a savage. Sassy, moody.
Classic. I'm a savage. Ugh. Sassy, moody, nasty.
Nailed it.
I had to sing it.
I love how you went, I'm a savage.
I had to sing it.
You're great.
Woo! Wow, guys. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. I know you've missed us so much. And our funny little games that we play in the beginning. I'm Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
And we're here and just so excited to dive into our stories today. Again, just friendly reminder, we would not be here if it were not for your stories. So if you have any juicy stories, any serious stories, maybe some funny Taryn it ups, we would love them. So please write us at our email, which is
advice@unsolicitedpod@gmail.com,
of course. Taryn. Oh, wow. How have you been?
You're a catchphrase person.
I'm a catchphrase?
Yeah. You're a catchphrase. Why are we both stroking our hair?
I have been. I think you started copying me.
No.
Because I'm not a catchphrase person. No. I'm at stroking my hair.
Oh. Like you say, like it's like you have the like at the end, we love you the most, sis. Like those things. Like you're a catchphrase person.
I am on my vlog channel too.
T.
I think I always happen.
T.
Honestly, I think I just don't know what to say, so I repeat the same things.
She's the kid in school who's like memorizing.
I'm like, hi.
My Welcome. Name is.
How was that game today? Right. What is this? Zach Galifianakis. What Galifianakis? Galifianakis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's how you say his name. Remember?
No.
In the Hangover, he like before they start party, he pulls out his note cards and he's like, "Hey, how about that? Whatever team game." Anyways, funny.
Good job. What was I gonna say?
Happy Monday to us.
Happy Monday. I don't know. It's gone. It lost me.
You know what I did today? I don't fully regret it, but also I kind of regret it. I bought a $16 smoothie from Erewhon.
16?
Yeah. And wow. It was not a large. It was like a normal size cup.
Why is it so, is it like made with gold flakes? Because
Erewhon thinks that if you shop there, you must be a millionaire. Mm. Mm-hmm. I had heard great things about this smoothie, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it out. It's the activated smoothie from Erewhon. It has all the things in it. Like anything healthy, it's in there.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, but they do it. Was it good? Yes. Was it worth $16? I don't think so.
I mean, not many things.
And the
are.
More that I think about it, I'm like, it should have at least been a big gulp size.
Mm-hmm.
It at the very least, it should have been huge. It was like a normal 8-ounce glass.
Wow.
$16.
That's preposterous.
It was good. I just don't think I'll be doing that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, that's what's so funny is if something has like clout around it of like, oh, it's cool, this is cool, then people will spend so much money on it.
Yeah. Well, I had heard, I follow so many, you guys know me. I follow all the Instagrammers and everyone was talking about it and saying it was super good. So I was like, you know what? I know where an Erewhon is. I'll try that today. So I tried it instead of my local smoothie shop, which I regret. My money should have gone to them. Yeah. It should have gone to them. I messed up. I won't do it again.
One of the first times when I lived out here, I brought my brothers came out and we went to Jones and got breakfast burritos, right? And I'm telling them about these breakfast burritos that are so good. And Ryan was like, $13 for a breakfast burrito? And he was like tripping
Welcome
out.
To
He's
LA.
Like, this better be so good or like huge or whatever. Cause we grew up on like mocha salsa breakfast burritos that are like $2.99, right? And they're like bigger than your head and like the best things you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so funny, like the difference of like bougie places. But probably what they spend for the supplies to make their burritos is like exactly the same.
Oh, 1,000%.
Exactly the same.
I will say I would spend $16 on a Jones breakfast burrito.
Well, yeah,
because at least it's
elite.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the smoothie was just subpar.
Yeah.
And anyways, long story short, I regret it.
I love how you started. I don't regret it.
Because I'm trying to not feel horrible about wasting.
Fine, girl.
That wasn't
fine,
a waste.
Girl.
You know what? I fed my body.
Yeah, you fed
my body.
I fueled
my body.
I'm super hungry, so I would take that smoothie right now.
Oh, I have a bar.
It's fine.
I'm not even that hungry.
Let's just go.
You can have
Let's just do this.
Okay.
Let's just get this episode over with.
Let's get into it. Okay. Well, we have a Tearing It Up for today. And I feel like I said this last week, but you guys showed up again with the Tearing It Ups. We had been experiencing a lull in the emails with Tearing It Ups in general. So if you have a funny story, if you know someone who has a funny story, or if you witnessed a funny story, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to necessarily be yours. Just write it in because we all need a good laugh. More and more these days.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, let's go ahead and get into it. This one is titled, My Neighbor Got a Free Show.
Wait, was it like two episodes ago? It was the same thing?
You would think.
It's my biggest fear.
Different, but Still really good. All right, let's go. Dear besties, love you both so much. Know that I'm counting down the days till October season. I am so ready, she writes in all caps, for those spooky, sleepless Tuesday nights. Mm-hmm. I have a few stories that I will be writing in, but for now, here's a different kind of scary moment. Hee hee. Also, if you're writing them in, please, if you're going to be writing them in, again, October series, all caps, so we don't miss it.
Oh, yeah, in the titles, yeah. Yes.
Last night, my best friend and I had a margarita and a scary movie sleepover. I'm sensing a pattern. She's a scary movie gal. She loves scary.
Yeah. I mean, us. I don't like scary movies, though, but I like scary stories. You know?
Yes. Okay. This morning, I drove back in my pajamas because, to be honest, I was too lazy to change. LOL. We've all been there.
Yeah, we've all done it. That's not
weird. That is normal.
Yeah.
She continues, I was wearing an oversized XL NSYNC t-shirt and some cotton Victoria's Secret almost lingerie looking shorts. Just to give you a visual, it's important to the story. So I pull into my apartment complex and get out of my car, only to notice my neighbor is also getting out of his car. His parking spot is directly behind mine. As soon as I see him, I think to myself, oh shoot, can I be wearing any shorter shorts? I reach back to pull my t-shirt and shorts over my butt only to feel my bare cheeks. Oh my God, my shirt was folded up at my waist from the drive and my shorts were literally tucked into my thong.
Wait. Wait.
Yeah.
She pulled her shorts down thinking her shirt was down.
But her
shirt was up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So she just fully mooned.
She had from the drive. Her shirt had gotten tucked up. You know how when you sit, like, you have to adjust things when you step out of the car. Unfortunately, she got out before adjusting, and her entire was out for her neighbor parked behind her getting out of his car.
Oh, my gosh. That sucks. Like, if it's a stranger, you're like, well, they just saw my butt, whatever. But someone who you're going to have to see.
Your neighbor.
All the time.
Whose parking spot is next to your parking spot. Woof.
That's rough.
Oof, she writes, I immediately looked up to see if my neighbor was looking my way. And you guys, we made direct eye contact. Dear God. Standing there.
At least you could have had the decency. I always pretend I didn't see stuff. You know, I'll just like look up in the sky.
You just like panic and like look up really quick. She writes, standing there, staring at him, my hand on my backside. I had no choice but to pull the shorts out of my underwear. I was already halfway there, so imagine me looking at him just slowly pulling my shirt down over my butt.
Oh my gosh.
It was either that or turn around and walk to the door, cheeks out. So I was so embarrassed. I literally see this dude every day, and now he knows me a lot better. LOL. Luckily, he didn't say a word and still hasn't because I spent the whole day inside avoiding him. Ha ha ha. You guys give me life. Can't wait for your next merch drop. I know you haven't mentioned anything. This is just me manifesting. XOXO, Erica.
No comments.
Mm-hmm.
On that, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Get excited for what she said. And let's just go ahead and say it. Let's get excited for October season. It is on its way. It is coming around and we're very excited for it. We have big plans for this
also, one. I feel like if you guys have really good stories, like start working on them and send them in. Like we'll be like keeping our eyes out because, you know, we like weed through all of them to find just like the best ones because we can only read a certain amount. So,
please send them in. All the details are so much fun and we live for this time of year, obviously, in a few months. But. She brought it up, so
I'm already there. Mentally, I'm there. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing, Erica. That was
unfortunate
for you, but you know what? That happens. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens to the best of us.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well.
Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, jumping in to the stories. Mine is called The Heartbreak of Long Distance.
Ooh.
Could you do a long distance relationship? I feel like we've talked about this before.
Here's the thing. I'm not like everyone else. I work remotely and will fly out to see him regularly.
Yeah, but like, what if you couldn't? What if we're talking long distance, like, and you're younger, because it's going to tie to this story. Younger age where you didn't really have the money to just fly out all the time. Could you date someone long distance without a clear plan in place of, like, what's going to happen?
I could for a short period of time. Probably not a long period of time.
Yeah. What's your love language?
What?
Your top love language?
Physical touch and words of affirmation.
Okay. So, like, half-half. That would be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Ashley and Taryn. I would like to remain anonymous. You got it, girl. To give you a little background of myself, last fall, instead of being at school, I did a program in Hawaii. Honestly, every time I hear people talking about their college experience, I'm like, I messed up.
Yeah.
I messed up.
I had multiple friends have
I should have gone overseas, or I should have even gone to just like another state. Like, I don't know why I was like so obsessed with staying local, but I wish I would
absolutely
have,
you know, yeah,
just have that experience.
I didn't even go far, but I was so excited to leave.
Yeah, same. I mean, like, I went literally. I mean, just moving out and moving into dorms was far enough for me to like feel like I had freedom. But yeah, it was like 15 minutes from my house.
Yeah, I love my mom to death, but.
We needed
a space.
The space.
More space than that.
This is where my story begins. September 15th, 2021, I met this boy with long ginger hair at the airport in, I don't know how to pronounce this, but in Maui.
Cool.
I'm just going to go with that. Also, my sister-in-law is Hawaiian, and I just don't want her to make fun of me for mispronouncing stuff. Over the next 2 days, he had become my best friend. The type of best friend I had never had in my life. Never had I met someone who took me exactly for who I am and still wanted to have me so close. I am quiet, but he listened to me like no one ever had before. I had no intention of getting in a relationship at this point, at this time, but he changed that for me. A month after knowing him, we kissed for the first time by the ocean under the stars.
Beautiful.
Well, aren't you lucky? That sounds like a dream. I did kiss my best friend at the time's brother on, we were sitting on a lifeguard tower at night on the ocean, and he kissed me.
Wow.
And it was magic.
Wow.
Nothing ever happened, but it was magic. She continues, I then fell hard, harder than I knew was possible. A month and a half later, I had to get on a plane and leave back to where I live in New Hampshire. He got on a plane back to where he lives in Florida. From the moment we got together, I knew he was different. He loved me so unconditionally, and there was just something about him and our relationship that was different from anything I'd known before. I remember calling my mom one morning and just telling her over and over that this was different. I couldn't quite explain why, but it was. That was what convinced me to do long distance after only having been with him for a month and a half. I knew long distance would be hard, but nothing prepared me for what it's been like. It has become increasingly hard to be away from him, and to be honest, it's been starting to get to me hard. My primary love language above anything else is physical touch. With long distance and living 23-hour drive away from each other, you can see my issue. It is so challenging for me to feel loved and fulfilled in the relationship because when I'm sad, I miss him and miss him, he can't just physically reassure me. I feel horrible because he tries so hard to make me feel better, but neither of us quite know what to do. When we're together, the pain of not being together is gone. I'm happier than I've ever been in my whole life when I'm with him. Everything is better with him. That time with him makes me feel so worth it, but then when we're apart again, it's a constant cycle of going from highest high to lowest low, and I'm just tired. He means everything to me, and we see a future together, but until we both finish college 3 years from now, we're going to be doing long distance. Sometimes I really question if I'm strong enough to be able to keep doing this because it hurts me so much to be away from him. But then I think if it hurts so much, it's because I love him so much, so why would I ever give that up? I don't know exactly what advice I'm looking for, but any you have to offer, I would appreciate. We've been together 8 months now, over six of which we've been doing long distance, and I know it's only going to get tougher from here as I love him more. Thank you so much. I love your podcast so, so much. Love, Anonymous. She attached a picture of them, and they're adorable.
Oh my God, cute.
Aren't they cute?
Wait, they're babies.
They're young. Well, she said she's in college, so I'm guessing like 20, 19, 20.
They look little.
No, they look young.
Interesting. Okay.
So that's what this is like. So it's so funny because I was talking to a friend about how like your young love, people who are older, it's so easy to just come in and be like, oh, like, it's nothing, it's whatever, you have so much growing to do. But when you're in it, it feels like just as real as anything you experience when you get older.
Yeah.
So it's so hard because it's easy to first just be like, well, you're so young, like, mm-hmm. you have so much of your life to live. But that doesn't, like, change the way how intense and how big all of that stuff feels. Also, people get married that young. Like,
I know.
It's just because, like, we're older and, like, want to get married. And a lot of people are, like, I feel like a lot of people now are waiting to get married until they're older. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that, like, that's everyone's path. So right. It still is, like, I don't know. I just feel like I can hear how she's just, like, literally living in torture right now.
Yeah. I mean, there's no disputing this. Long distance is rough and it is so hard. you know, luckily there are things in our lives now that make it a lot easier mm-hmm. than like, you know, years in the past. But to be blunt, I think there's only, you have like three options. I think you either stick it out, you know, and you work as hard as you can and you get through it. You go on a break. And I don't want to say break, but like, hey, like, let's live our lives to, you know, and yeah. like, if we both are still single, like during summer, then let's see each other. But like, yeah. let's not stand in the way of us living our own lives.
Yeah.
Through college, some of the best years of your life. I get that. And or you break up because yeah. it's just too hard. I have a really good friend who literally was in the exact same situation. Her second year of college, she met this boy in Japan for a week. Literally a week. They both were there on a trip. It was after the earthquakes, and they were both like volunteering to help out the country of Japan in that like fiasco. She met him. She was going to school in Washington. He was going to school in Southern California. They literally met for a week, like talked, hung out a few times through mutual friends, and then never like went separate ways. He got her number, got her socials, started talking to her. Their first date was virtual. It was over, not Zoom, Skype.
Yeah.
this was a while ago. It was over Skype. And they made a point. They like fell in love like head over heels right off the bat. Literally only knew each other a couple days. Really only saw each other physically a couple days. And they were in it. Same as yeah. Anonymous. Like they were just in it. It was serious. They had all the serious conversations. They could picture a life together. So what they did was they Skyped every single night.
Yeah.
And she was like, sometimes we had a lot to talk about. Sometimes we were quiet. And it was just nice knowing they were on the other line.
Yeah.
But they made a commitment to doing that. And they did it every single day. Mm-hmm. And I think what's important and what she did well was she made sure right off the bat to have very serious conversations. Because I think it's important, like, your best years of college, right?
Like, yeah, like you don't want to waste those years.
You don't want to commit to someone who might not even yeah. end up being your person. So I think right off the bat, after a couple like get to know you Zooms, I think you need to have very serious conversations. And it sounds silly, but like, do you see marriage in your future? Do you want kids in your future? Like, where are you picturing yourself living your life? You know, like,
that's like
having
the most important,
all
yeah.
of those very important conversations first off to make sure you're on the same page. If you're on the same page, then I think it is totally possible, because my friend is now married with two kids with him, and she's been married with him for like 9 years now or yeah. something like that. It is totally possible. Was it easy? No. But every spare cent that they had, they saved, they saw each other, they Zoomed every single night. And again, they had those conversations very early on. So they knew they were like in it for the long haul from yeah. the beginning.
Well, I mean, my brother and his girlfriend, I mean, and they've been together for years now and definitely heading towards marriage. They met when he was going to school in a different state than she was mm-hmm. and did long distance for 4 years. And it's like Asha's saying, it's definitely hard. Like, you learn to thrive in like the communication area. But then, you know, even once you're back together, you almost have to restart and reform a different relationship being in the same place.
Yeah.
So it's definitely hard. There's a lot of challenges. But I think as long as you are both headed towards like being super clear and honest with each other of what you expect, mm-hmm. Then it's like, or it's a risk. Like, even, you know, there's sometimes like I'll get mad because I dated my ex during college. Mm-hmm. And I think about like all the opportunities I could have had if we weren't dating. Mm-hmm. Like, I probably would have traveled and gone somewhere else. I probably would have like met a bunch of guys or like had like gone on dates or stuff. Cause like right out of high school, I ended up in a relationship. So mm-hmm. I didn't like, I never really experienced just like dating, you know? So it's like it's easy to like be afraid of like, well, if I get into something, what if it's a waste of time? Mm-hmm. But I firmly believe like everything that happens in life is for a reason, and you have the power to take whatever lessons from it. So I don't think like, I don't think going into it being like, what if this is a waste of time is necessarily it. Like, obviously it's something that you guys, it seems like it's a really special relationship that you have. So I think it's having those really hard conversations, coming up with game plans, talking about like, you know, hey, next month we're going to meet up so you have something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. But you know, I also think though, if you're at the point where you're just miserable, I think you've got to find ways to like create boundaries and pull back where you need to, or like process the way you need to get on board with the relationship you're able to have, because being miserable 24/7 is like not it either.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I know a lot of people, you can Google this too. There's a lot of like fun things you can do over video chat with your person. Obviously FaceTime changes everything. It makes it a lot easier. But like you can do game nights, like you can play games with each other. You can cook dinners together and like light a candle on each side and like dim the lights and pretend you're at like a nice restaurant and like you can dress up for him. Like if you're doing like a fun dinner night, like put on a dress, do your hair, put a little lipstick on and like feel like you're going on a date night, you know? Yeah. Little things like that I think add a lot.
No, for sure.
And I think with long distance, communication becomes imperative, and it's already like such a pivotal part of relationships in general. But when you're not there, a lot can be misunderstood and a lot can be assumed because of the distance between you guys. So I think really over communicate. Like if you're getting home a little later and you can't text, don't just assume they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, like going over to a friend's house, I'll text you later. Even if it feels unnecessary, probably do it just to avoid anyone getting feelings hurt. Does that make sense?
It's like, yeah, I mean, you have to put all your focus into the communication aspect. Yeah, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is such a rough one. And it's so hard because like, I feel like we can't really give you advice because every person handles things differently.
And some people can do it, some people can't.
I don't think I could because I just need attention a lot. So I think it would be hard for me. But I've known so many people who have beautiful relationships that started long distance. So I think it's going to take a lot of you just sitting with yourself and figuring out what you can and can't do. And also, like we're talking, like we talk about in everything, when you see something that's causing you pain, be intentional about it. Like find ways to like have new things put in place, to have boundaries put in place, whatever it is. But make sure you're not doing all of this thinking on your own. Make sure you're involving the guy too, because mm-hmm. it's just as much his relationship as yours. So come up with a game plan together. See what you can do. Be honest. Be upfront. And then save that money, girl. Get an extra job. Whatever you got to do. Find out like when tickets are the cheapest. Are there trains that can go part? Like, whatever you got to do.
Maybe there's a nice halfway point you guys could drive to. You know, like, the fact that you could drive, it kind of changes a lot.
Yeah.
So, like, there's fun things you can do, and maybe you could find a way to see each other every other month, you know, to, like, save. That gives you time to, like, save and plan for it. But I don't know. I think it's something that requires a very special, very particular type of person who can handle it. Yeah. And if that's you, more power to you and to the both of you. It's going to be hard, but I think it'll be worth it. And if it's not for you and it's not your cup of tea, there is no shame in that.
Yeah.
And there is nothing wrong with prioritizing your needs and ending it and having to, you know, step back and take care of yourself.
Yeah, I agree. You got this.
Ooh.
Either way.
Okay, let's go ahead and get into mine. This one's a little long, but you know, I'm here for it. Let's dive in. This one is titled Problems with My Best Friend.
Let's get
into it. Hi, Ashley and Taryn. I am 19 years old and would like to stay anonymous. My best friend of over 7 years and I are moving in together soon.
Hey, Hey.
You've been there.
What do you know?
She is a sweet person and we get along a lot of the time. So writing in didn't really even seem like something I would do. But since this has been an issue for me for the past few months, I thought I would. She and I grew up very differently in that she is used to getting everything that she wants and gets hung up on little inconveniences. We also have different lifestyles. Currently, I am working full time and she is a college student full time. These differences bring up little conflicts that I mentioned to her, but things don't really seem to change. First, even when it comes to small things, she will at least make some sort of snarky comment about how something is inconveniencing her, and she's annoyed by it, even if it's what I want. When it comes to bigger things, and I don't feel like being a pushover and doing what she wants all the time, she will kind of throw a fit, and it's weird. Mm-hmm. It's like she doesn't understand that people have different ways of doing things and different wants than her. I have talked to her about this before, but it doesn't seem like she cares when it comes to the next moment of her getting what she wants. I think friendship should be a compromise, and I feel like a pushover if I agree to everything that she wants and cave whenever she acts like a child. Sometimes her remarks just remind me of something a little child would say to make me feel guilty about not giving her what she wants. For example, fine, I won't get Taco Bell because then I'll get fat and that's not what society wants, when I just didn't want to spend money and wasn't hungry. Or, I'm sorry that I physically can't run and you can. That's not why either of us were upset in this argument. She just made it about something else to make a point. It bugs me that she's so comfortable being passively rude to me on the daily. I think she's just selfish and blames it on the way she was raised, which is a good reason that she is the way she is, but something she should be willing to work on.
Yeah.
100%. We'll come back to that. Next, when it comes to our differences in lifestyle, I end up having a lot more money than she does because she barely works. She's a full-time student and I work all week. She expects me to pay for things, and even if she pays me back, it still bugs me that I'm always the one that has to pay. If I ask her to pay, she acts like it's another one of those inconveniences, but it's perfectly fine to her when I pay for everything. I am also the one that has my own apartment now, and she's living in the dorms. She would constantly stay over, which was fun, like sleepovers, but when she starts eating the food, using the dishes, and I feel like I'm cleaning up after her and she's just taking from me and never giving, that's where we have a problem. We have talked about this before, and she says it'll be different when we live together. I hope for that, but I'm also not sure. There was even a point where she asked me not to wear makeup because she wasn't wearing makeup. And I told her that was weird and asked why I should care. And she said she didn't want to be the ugly friend and she denied it. and then we eventually dropped it. She's also then asked me to wear makeup before when we were going out. I know she has low self-esteem and we both work on that together. But whenever she acts a certain way like this, I don't feel like giving any of my attention, and sometimes doing the opposite out of spite, to be honest. These problems have gotten better over time. I think I don't feel bad for doing what I want to do anymore, if that makes sense. It feels right, but she hasn't changed, and I'm just curious what you guys have to say. Thank you for reading. Love, Anonymous.
Okay.
So many thoughts.
Why are we friends?
So many thoughts. And I feel like we should just dive right into it. I don't think you should move in with her at all. No. I feel like you are in a more mature state of life, and I don't say that to put her down. I think life as a college student is very different than someone who works full time. Yeah. You know, and your lives just are different. And I don't think you should be living with her because I think life for her has, like you said, has always kind of gone her way. Maybe mom and dad take care of her a lot, which is fine. Maybe she struggles with friendships. I definitely see the insecurities coming out. If she's anyone that makes you put on makeup or asks you not to wear makeup because you're not, shows like that insecurity issue. But these are all things, if she can't even talk about it with you, then it's a very serious problem. And moving in is, it's going to expound. And I don't think that's a good move for either of you if you want this friendship to last.
Yeah. Honestly, like, living with people in general is really hard. Mm-hmm. Like, really hard. And then when you add friendship to it, it's just a, it literally can be like a minefield.
Yeah.
So I think it takes a very specific type of friendship to be able to do it.
Yes.
There should be tons of forethought. Like, I mean, me and Ash, like, we did a trial period at first. We were very open and honest about stuff.
Yeah.
Because we were very careful to protect our friendship.
Yeah.
I don't think, and I rarely actually give like full blown advice.
Yeah.
I think this is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, there could be so much else going on in your friendship that I don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a person that you have already, it sounds like a toxic relationship in regards to communication and how you talk to each other, that already is a red flag to me.
Mm-hmm.
For honestly, friendship in general, but especially what is your home.
Yes.
I'm very protective of my home. And when I don't feel like I can just relax and feel safe and happy in my home, that affects me tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Two, money is so awkward.
Amen.
So awkward.
Yeah.
And if you are having to just pay for general day-to-day stuff for your friends, rent is going to be a touchy subject.
Very.
If you're living in an apartment and she can't do her rent, your landlord's not going to be like, oh, okay, well, the punishment's going to go to her and not you because you turned in your half.
Doesn't
they don't
matter.
Care.
Yeah.
So,
especially if she's moving into your apartment.
Yeah. It's not like you're renting a room in like your parents' house where they're like, okay, if you have to turn it in late, go ahead.
Yeah.
It'll affect you. It'll affect your place of living. It could affect so much.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like she respects you and your stuff. That's not going to change. It's going to get worse when you're in the house. There are just so many things that I'm like, no, like, run.
Yeah, when I look at this, I completely agree with Taryn. I think it's a horrible idea. I would not, for the sake of your friendship and honestly, more importantly, your sanity, like, I would not live with her. I think what you should do is, if it helps, I'm a very visual person, I would write down pros and cons to her as a human being, and all of those things are going to be magnified when you move in with her. So there could be really good days, yes, but I'm just going to be like picky. Like, if she's already dirtying dishes and she doesn't live there, that's going to get worse.
Yeah.
And it's going to get bad. Can you handle that?
Yeah.
Again, like Taryn said, if you're already paying for things, you're going to have to cover her rent.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. And that is going to be a huge issue. And you will, all of these things that you are complaining about will continue to happen, and it'll feel 10 times worse because you're living with her.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things that you just have to sit back and really think about it. Do I want to put myself through this?
Yeah, yeah.
Because in the end, even if you love her and you will continue to be friends with her, you will eventually resent her for doing all of these things and not growing as a person. And then again, I think it's really important for all relationships not to assume that you can change someone or that someone will grow. Whoever they are showing you is who they are in that current moment. If they change, great, but like, let's not plan around it.
No,
you know? And in her current state, she's not paying for things. She's not cleaning up after herself. She sounds like she's moody as hell. And I don't think that's something I would want to live with. And I don't think that's something that's going to be good for you. And again, she's a college student. You're going to be gone and you're going to come home from work after a long day to dishes.
Yeah.
Maybe her being late on rent. Maybe her, you know, wanting to go out and drag you. So many different scenarios.
Yeah.
And I don't think this is a good idea.
Yeah, honestly, like, I mean, even if you didn't have the aspect of the story of her wanting to live with you, like, I already am like, woof, like, stuff needs to, like,
she's
conversations need to be had of putting boundaries in. Hey, I don't appreciate the way that you're speaking to me.
Yeah. Lovingly, hey, if you come over, wash your damn dish.
Yeah, but also, like, saying, you know, like, hey, if we're going out to dinner. Like, I would just talk to her and just be like, hey, I know this is awkward, the topic of money, but I'm really working on my finances to be able to buy a home someday, to like work on my school loans, whatever it is. Honestly, you don't even have to give like a reason to her. Mm-mm. But just be like, I obviously like love to support you when I can, but like I feel like moving forward, if you feel like, hey, like I don't really have money to spend on certain things,
yeah,
then maybe like we just don't go out to dinner, or yeah, we watch a movie from the house, yeah, or whatever.
I can't be the Chandler Bing to,
yeah, like
Joey.
I would just put some boundaries in place. What's nice is like, I feel like it's a very well known thing that it's not a good idea for friends to live together. Mm-hmm. So I would just say like, hey, like I've just heard so many horror stories. Yeah. I already think we have different like personality types,
yeah,
and I'm not willing to risk our friendship by living together.
And I think any normal person would hear that, feel loved, and go, okay,
yeah,
like no, it's not what I want, but like if you think that's going to be a problem, the fact that you're prioritizing our friendship, I think is the key.
Yeah.
And I feel like any normal person, hopefully that she's a normal person, will hear that.
Sound that.
Hopefully sound they'll hear normal. That. And if she, let me just tell you this, if she gets mad by that statement in any way, that just confirms,
yeah,
that you should not live with her, because all you're doing is protecting your relationship with her by saying no,
and
yourself.
It
and
sounds like you need to start standing up to her too. Like if she speaks to you in those ways where she's like going off on you because you don't want Taco Bell, like I think there comes a point where you need to be like, hey, I'm gonna head home because I really don't appreciate the way that you're talking to me, and this, yeah, is becoming a pattern.
Yeah.
So like when you've had time to calm down, like, and you want to talk about this, cool, but like I'm going to go home because I don't, yeah, really feel like being your punching bag right now.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Just a simple, like, cool, nice tantrum. Like,
yeah,
call her out for what she's doing, because it is unacceptable. And to be blunt, I feel like you're getting walked over.
Yeah.
And I feel like you know it. And I think you need, I agree with Taryn, I think you need to stand up to what she's doing. And then I'm just going to reaffirm this. I don't think you guys should live together.
No. I do not live together. How about that? I will say it. I think this is the first time in, yeah, UA history, yeah, I've ever actually said,
don't do it.
Do not live with this person.
Don't walk, run away.
Yeah.
Because, dear God. And I know that's such a transformative age. I know people are learning about responsibilities for the first time. Some people. And I know some people are trying to figure out like, oh, I have to clean my mess. That's a new thing for some people. That's really crazy, but that's a new, yeah, thing for some people. So benefit of the doubt, maybe she's going to learn in these next few years of college. And I really hope that she does. That's going to be very difficult for her future partner. But it doesn't mean you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
So let her live her messy life in her own place. And you can, mm-hmm, continue to be friends, and, mm-hmm, she won't invade your space.
Amen to that.
Amen to that.
Amen to that.
And that is our advice on, wow, that. Don't do it.
So your takeaway, do not live with her, and do whatever you want in the rest of your life.
Dear God.
Wow, that just like stresses. I've had like horror stories of roommates just from like dorms and like random stuff. It's just, you never know, and it's so uncomfortable when those situations happen, like, mm-hmm, where you live. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you gotta be protective of it.
You have to. It's crucial. It's a necessity. It's imperative.
It's imperative.
All the other vocabulary words.
Yeah. I feel like you're going to like this dad joke.
Really?
I think so. I know when you're not going to like it. I don't always know when you're going to like it. But. Okay. All right. Ready?
Yes.
What made the newspaper blush? You're just moving your mouth silently. Because it saw the comic strip.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one. Wow, guys. You already know, if you made it to the dad joke, we love you the mostest. If you have a story you've been sitting on for a while and you've been like, oh, should I write it in? Should I not?
Do it.
Definitely write it in. You know, like what's the worst case that can happen? That's why we have anonymous. You don't have to be that vulnerable. We just want the story. We just want the juicy details. We love you guys so much, and we will talk to you in the next episode, which will be coming soon.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well.
Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Something's happening in Indy. You know that feeling when you get a new pair of shoes and you just feel faster? Or when your favorite team finally puts the pieces together and you get to witness greatness? A city can be like that. After decades of dreaming big, Indy has arrived. It's time you experienced it for yourself. If you know, you know. Find your something at visitindy.com.